Dictation for Juanita, J-U-A-N-I-T-A, Howland, H-O-W-L-A-N-D, May 3137, addresses a letter to Dr. Lobert, L-O-U-B-E-R-T, at PACE, P-A-C-E, 953-5801. Dear Dr. Lobert, follow-up for Mrs. Howland with advanced renal failure, diabetes, hypertension, last visit in March. The daughter, Sandy, S-A-N-D-Y, participated in the visit encounter, no hospital admission, weight appetite is stable, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, urine without infection, cloudiness of blood, looks concentrated, no abdominal or back pain or fever, not very physically active, family members involved in her care, some nocturia, she needs assistance for that at night, no reported chest pain, palpitation, syncope or falling episode, no reported difficulty breathing or thopnea PND, review system otherwise is negative, next paragraph, medication list review, I will highlight the Lasix, metoprolol for blood pressure treatment, she's anticoagulated with Coumadin and antiarrhythmics with Amiodarone. No anti-inflammatory agents. She's been using lidocaine patches, lower back and leg, as well as metronidazole for rash on the face. Next paragraph, blood pressure at home, 123.77, weight 192. She has memory issues, cognitive decline. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries, normal potassium 4.4, early May, cholesterol down, minor increase of triglycerides. Prior kidney numbers are from March. At that time, creatinine was 1.6, which appears to be baseline for a GFR of 31 in stage 3B. Normal electrolyte acid base. Normal albumin calcium. PTH mild elevated 86. Low normal B12, normal folic acid, low ferritin at 27 with a saturation 11%. Anemia 12.2 with a normal white blood cell and platelets. No evidence of albumin or protein in the urine. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 3B, clinically nothing to suggest uremia, cephalopathy, pericarditis, or volume overload, continue chemistry in a regular basis. Next number, hypertension appears to be well controlled. Next number, no activity in the urine for protein, albumin, blood, or inflammatory cells. Next number, mild secondary hyperparathyroidism, continue to watch over time. Next number, cognitive decline. Next number, tachybrady syndrome, atrial fibrillation, pacemaker, amiodarone exposure, and anticoagulation Coumadin. Next number, congestive heart failure, preserved ejection fraction, with abnormalities for severe pulmonary hypertension, mitral valve disease, stenosis. Next number, iron deficiency anemia. No documented external bleeding. They mentioned intolerance to oral iron with nausea, vomiting, but no true allergy or anaphylaxis. Might require intravenous iron. We do treatment for hemoglobin less than 10. No indication for EPO treatment. Continue to monitor. end of dictation.